Blog Talk Radio.
Been good to me.
I thank you
for
moment. Thank you.
Morning, good morning, good morning.
Good
Lord, I
morning.
want you for all you've gone through. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Always try to keep those hands on the stairway, my brother. Keep those hands on the stairway.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
That's all right. That's all
thank
right.
God for the Holy Spirit, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was Him who kept peace each and every day.
That's
it was, boy, I tell you what, sometimes life is a roller coaster. Sometimes you get on the roller coaster, you go to some of these old parks, you know, they have roller coasters, right? And
mm-hmm.
I want to ride today, you know what I'm talking about. I want to ride
mm-hmm.
this one today. Yeah, they told me about this here. I remember the time we went to Six Flags at that time. Boy, it's been wild, boy. And them kids tricked me. I got on that Superman. Right.
Oh yeah.
I got up there. I wonder why they had that net on there. You know what I'm talking about? You might catch that net on. Right out there, you man, went there and it free fall. And, oh man, I said
mm-hmm.
what I got myself into. I said, Lord, help me, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
If I come down, I'm gonna be on a little choo-choo train. I think I can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man? I said,
yes,
wait for life. Really? Life.
Mm-hmm.
It can be one day,
yeah.
1 hour. It's just like it just turned on you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Turned on you.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you're doing something for the Lord and you're doing it from your heart, things will come up to you you wouldn't even imagine, man. So I woke up this morning and I went down yesterday with burdens and woke up with burdens, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I started
mm-hmm.
looking back. I just opened up my Bible, man. Two places He gave me this
mm-hmm.
morning. One of them was 1 Chronicles, chapter 4,
mm-hmm.
9-10. I just opened it up, looking at it. And He gave me another one, where it's Genesis 24, 1 through 7, and 1 through 9. I just turned it to Him, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And He gave me things. This might not have nobody, but I'm speaking to Eric this morning.
Okay, so right.
Just here, you know. Just over here, you know. I'm cool
okay.
with that. I'll stick to here this morning. Cool with that. Maybe that's what this thing is, just here. Oh, Heavenly mm-hmm. Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with a bow down head, with a lift up heart. Father God, we just been so humble and submissive to your spirit, Lord. We thank you, Father God, even how you did on yesterday in blessing us, Lord. Lord, you blessed me
yes.
so much, Lord, that I got attacked real strong yesterday. And only you, Father God, can give me strength. Only
that's
you
right.
can comfort me, Lord, because I know you're a friend. I know you're a true friend. You won't talk
yes.
about me. You won't run me down.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you just lift me up. And I just thank you for another day, Lord, that you give all of us at this for the sound of my voice, Lord. But Lord, it's over Eric Day. Eric
mm-hmm.
Day. And I want you to speak to Eric today. Lord,
mm-hmm.
I want you to speak. Maybe a lot of folks don't get on board. Not worrying about that, Lord. Because I read in the word, you said, search out your own salvation. I believe in your word, Lord. And I thank you for the love that you have for the church, Lord. That you sent your son down. And he asked the question, who's the man see who I am? Oh, that me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you gave the alpha to Peter. And Peter and Jesus told him, flesh and blood didn't give this to you. So, Lord, what you gave me this one, I know flesh and blood didn't give me. But you told me to turn the first column, 4:9-10. Genesis 24:1-9. Lord, I know you speak. So I ask you to hide me and search my heart. Search whoever this man else will go out to. I'm coming with heavy submission right now. And ask you to have your way. Time is getting so short. Man think they got a lifetime to live. But Lord, sometimes we in that lifetime living, we find out, Father God, what did you do while you was here? So Lord, I want to be the one to be fruitful for you, Lord. But Lord, I want to start with me first. So I can be able to be plain with the word of God. So preach and teach.
Yes.
Lord, move any heaviness in my heart right now. Bless this ministry, Lord, let it go forth, Lord. Only you know how long this is going to last, Lord. Only you know how long it's going to keep on going, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, the time you got us here, increase, Lord. Increase your love.
Yes.
Decrease your faith in us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Some of us got a different way of how we present your love, Lord. But, Lord, this morning I just want to tell you I thank you for all the pride and tribulation you allow me to have because I know it's the better me, Lord. So I thank you, Lord. Because I be transparent right now, Lord, I just ask you to move. Lord, not hinder someone's walk, but lift someone up to thee, Lord. Move, Lord, in a special way this morning, Lord. Move, Lord, and I'll lift Eric up to you, Lord. I've been called a lot of things, Lord, but my mother named me Eric from birth. Lord, so I'm lifting myself to you, Lord, and she to help me with this morning. As I go walking in your word, never leave me, Lord. Never leave me alone. This would bring always a decent.
Amen.
First Chronicle 4:9. You know, a lot of people teach and preach this. I'm just giving you what God gave me. I'm telling you, Reverend, you know, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, he gave it to me this morning. He gave me this morning. I don't even
know.
Because I'm not trying to behold nobody to believe in what God gave me. I'm gonna put this in my lap today, Jabez. People talk about Jabez. Jabez was born. I want to talk about Jabez for a minute. You know, some of us had some Jabez experience. A lot of people preach a different way. I'm just gonna give you what God gave me right today.
Yes.
And is 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. And then when I was going through this, Reverend, I just turned my book to the left, flipped over to the right, and he took me right to Genesis 24. This is how you do me, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And it's a hurting scripture, man. To me, it is. It might hurt, it might help somebody, you know, but right now I got something deep in my heart. Look what this book says. Read for the Holy Bible, King James Version. King James Version. And it reads, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. I just want to stop right there. I don't know what you've done or what you have done. I'm speaking to the mirror, man in the mirror. And got so saved, we forgot where we come from, right?
Okay.
I'm not a prodigal of mother's prayer. The only difference for me and a lot of folks, I said it again, it's some people went to church and sin in church. Don't help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They broke all kind of laws. They knew, they grew up in church and they knew church. They knew how to serve God, but the sin was still at their door. They didn't, it wasn't like they wasn't taught, really.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like they wasn't taught. We was taught, but we had a choice. God gave us a choice. Somebody said, well, I ain't ready yet. Ain't none of us ready yet.
That's right.
And none of us ready yet. But Jabez was born. And as his mother was bearing him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was so much pain. It was so much pain she had, Reverend. And she called. See, when they gave you names back then, it had meanings behind it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Had meanings behind it. You know, they just didn't reach out and call you Shaquisha and Jacqueline. You know, they just don't be just any guy. It has some meaning behind the name. So she named her son Jabez. And she said the reason why she named him this, watch this here, because he bore her with much sorrow. That means pain. He caused a lot of pain to her. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you can look at it. You can go look it up, and somebody's been doing a little study. There's two things they said. It was a town named Jabez. But the subject we're talking about today, this man was a head of a family, head of a family of the tribe of Judea. He was a head of a family of the family of Judea. And he was an honorable man. He had character. Remember, I'm telling you, God gave me this morning, man. That's what he gave me. You know what I'm saying? And he told me this, and I believe in it, because I don't know about you, I gave my mother some pain, boy. I gave her some pain. And she, you know, they talk about me and my brother, you know what I'm talking about, and they said he gave her more. But she loved us both. She had, and she had a pain in her heart because she knows she taught us better. And she whooped us better, too. I don't think we didn't get no whooping. And she told us the way to go. And she gave us good structure to live in life. Matter of fact, when she whooped us, she was cussing us out, too. We didn't get the Bible. It's going on with what was the Bible. You know, boy, God give me you, and I take you out of here. You're going to respect me, which I ain't never cuss or disrespect my mother. But when she talking about disrespect, I just follow what she said to do. I wanted to be hard-headed, you know. I wanted to seek my own way. I'm talking to Eric now. I'm in the mirror of the window. This might not fit nobody in the mirror. You know, you might have been so good. You know, ain't never nothing happened. You never gave nobody no problem. So this might not be for you this morning. You just listen for a while. And I start thinking about, she said he was more honorable than his brethren. You know, they always said that in my household that when we was growing up and got out there and came back and this and that, and you said, pray for Brother Jock. That's what they said. Pray for Jock. Mama said, I'll pray for Jock. And she never said, pray for Eric. And I was out there just as raw and uncut he was, but somewhere down the line, she knew. She had to know, man. Mothers know you. And she knew that what her child's going to be and what he's going to do. I didn't see it. I remember one of the last time I preached, Reverend. She told me.
Yes, sir.
She said, she grabbed me and hugged me, man. She said, baby, you ready? It took a while. See, a prophet is not worried in his own home. Don't hear me,
right,
in his own land.
Right.
Took a little while for
them
to call. You know what I'm talking about? It had to grow on some most people, you know what I'm talking about? But God bless one day. Because if anybody can hurt you, if anybody, man, brethren, you can tell me, now you can hurt me too, because I love you. But if someone, you know what I'm talking about, and you tell you something, and it might not bother you, you know what I'm talking about? But somebody that loves you, and tell you something, but when they tell it to you and try to show it to you, I'm sorry, y'all, because my heart is heavy. I got to get this out. And somebody can come up to you and tell you something, man, if they say it, oh, man, it hurts. It hurts. Mama see it. It hurts. Daddy see it. It hurts. Ooh, Lord. Wife see it. It hurts. Let me do it again. Wife see it. It hurts. A child.
Yes, sir.
Your child see it. It hurts. A certain thing they can say, it just hurts you. I know this ain't gonna, I know a lot of folks ain't gonna stay with me with this one. You know, 'cause I'm gonna walk this thing in. I might can't be too long with it. I'm gonna try to walk it in, Brother D. And when you do
come
this,
on, my brother, come on now, come on now.
When you do this, you're doing it mm-hmm. because you've been taught mm-hmm. the way to live, right. And you choose to go through certain things.
No way.
Look at me. I'm gonna get there, y'all. Because they're two scripts mm-hmm. I'm looking at right here. But let me tell you something.
Take your time.
And she told me. She said, "What did I do? What did I do here?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do?" Mm-hmm. I showed you. What did I do? I told my, he said, "Mom, you ain't did nothing. That was me. You did a good job."
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I thought I was grown.
Yeah.
Cause mm-hmm. I don't know if I would tell y'all this story. Let me tell y'all anyway, since I'm here. So this is about Eric today. Y'all don't mind. I'm talking to Eric today. I remember when I turned 18, Brother D.
mm-hmm.
I turned 18, man. I had a Delta 88. 1979 Delta 8. Four-door. It was a burn. It was a tan top in it. And it had a burn orange on it. You know what I'm talking about? Some 30s and Vogue. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you know about that down there. Riding around listening mm-hmm. to some Marvin Gaye and riding around listening to some Happy Feeling. Who was that? Frankie Beverly, man. I'm always R&B. I was a player by heart back.
Yes, sir.
So I'm like, and one day I stayed out too late. I stayed out too late. And boy, they went into me like it was yesterday, my dad and my mother. I tell you what I do. This way, he said, "Wanda, I got it. Don't worry, man." He put that car in that driveway, Brother D, and took the steering wheel off. He took the steering wheel off, Brother D. He took that steering wheel off. And I'm sitting there, I'm mad. All my homeboys passing by laughing at me. I can't leave out the road. I'm grounded for 2 weeks, you know. I can't do nothing, man. I can't do nothing, you know what I'm talking about? And then next weekend came, Brother D. You know what I did? I did the crazy thing. I advise no man or woman do what I did. I took some vice
grips. Put some vice grips
on that thing. It drove it out. First thing I ever did. I said, I ain't never come back. I got the rules. I left like a fool. That's one of the worst things I ever done, man. And I went straight wrong way ever since then. I didn't come mm-hmm. back to myself, but I got the 28. Oh, here goes there. So I ain't gonna give you the whole lunch there, but I'm telling you this here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asking me, she said, "What did she go wrong?" I said, "You didn't go wrong. You told me wrong. I was hard hit. I took my own choice." You know, dumb mm-hmm.
right,
she just shook her head and she started crying. I said, "I'm gonna turn this thing around." It's gonna turn around. And she prayed, man. She mm-hmm. prayed. Everything did what it did. But I'm talking to her today. I gave her sorrow.
Mm-hmm. You
know what I'm talking about? I'm a fool. You can give sorrow. I gave my wife sorrow. Mm-hmm. I gave my kids sorrow. Pain. Coming to see me. Mm-hmm. When you gonna come home? When you coming home? Mm-hmm. You know, just gave him pain.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about self. I came to a really, really reality check when I was in that penitentiary. And my kids, every time they leave, you know, I'm like 5 or 6 hours away. You know, Texas pretty big, right? I'm in Beaumont, Texas. One time they come visit, I'm from Fort Worth. If somebody know about Texas, that's 6 hours. You know, mm-hmm. they driving down. You know, And my baby said, what, Dad, when are you coming home? You know, we need you. You know, I said, it's different. I put him in all kind of situations. You know, and then, you know, God was giving me a prayer for life. He was giving me a prayer for when I get out, because I needed to change. Brother D, I had to change. Because if I don't change, I'm coming back.
Yeah. I'm gonna come back here.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back. So let me get up, let me add this in this so I can make sure. And Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez and said, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on God of Israel, help me, Holy Spirit. Now this was, and I need y'all to help me. Please help me, man, with this teaching. And I'm trying to do a little teaching with you guys. Help me with this a little bit. He said, now, walk with me when I go to this word. He said, and Jabez called on the God of who? Israel, right?
Israel.
Saying, oh, thou wouldest bless me indeed. Is that what he said? Enlarge my coast. So watch him say, that thy hand might be with me. Watch this here. And that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Now, this is what the thing is true. This is when the teaching gets different. Some people teaching and preaching, right? He said, that it may not grieve me. He said, and God grant him that what he requests. Help me, Holy Spirit. So you have to be specific on some things, Brother D, when you want something from the God. What you want from God, Israel,
Amen.
When we look at that word, brother, when we say indeed, God, that means he confirms it. That he gave him confirmation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. when he did this, and he asked him, enlarge that, and he said, because, now watch this here, because keep me from evil. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can get things in life. Oh, hell. You can get beside yourself. I've seen some bougie people don't know they do, man. You know what I'm talking about? They keep their head up in the air, and I don't see how they breathe. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? They're so high in the air. You know what I'm talking about? But God knocked you down, Brother D, and Reverend Spirit, he can knock you down and make you look up. It make you look up.
Yes, he will.
No, I'm down here. He said, I know you're down there because I had to bring you down.
He'll make you ask, have you forget me, Lord? Have you forget me?
Yes, sir.
He'll make you he said,
let me back up and make sure I get it. He said, enlarge my coast, that thy hand may be with me, that thou would keep me from evil. See, I want you to bring me to a place that enlarges them, but while you got me, I want you to keep me from evil. I want you, if you put me in something on a God, Lord, I want you to go there and bless me. But I want you to keep evil away. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you bless me with a house, Lord, I want you to be in my house. I want you to walk around with me as I'm known at the house. I recommend everybody, my boy, you pray on every doorpost in your house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But every room in your house, and you ask God to be in this house. And I tell him, you tell the Lord, you are welcome here. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're welcome here. Lord, if you got to remove me out of the situation because I need you in the room. So when you're in these different places thinking you're by yourself, God's eyes is on everything. Help me, Holy Spirit. His eyes is on everybody. He can see everybody. You can have all kind of good conversations out of your mind. You can twist it all you want to. You got the gift of the gap. You know what I'm talking about? You can persuade somebody to hear you. You can do everything. They listen to you longer. Oh, I think it's Jesus coming out of them. But trust me, boy, there's a lot of great preachers. Boy, help me, Holy Spirit. Should be pastoring right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The people that put them in the pulpit because of their sound. Oh, heavenly host. But they, but when they pass by, when you pass by with your wife, they're looking, they're grabbing it, and they're looking at your mother. I mean, it's the proof is sometimes you wonder why we have the church open sometimes. Heavenly host.
You might well go and tell it, my brother. You might well go and tell it. You know, go and tell it.
So I tell you this here. Yeah. I'm not saying this in every church, but I say be aware of what you're doing. Because the Bible says, my sheep should know my voice. And the strangers, they would not hear. He said, I will call them by name.
My name.
In church, and you ain't never hear your name called. I ain't talking about Father Pastor. I'm talking about you hear God's voice. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
He knows my name. Have you ever been there? Have you been driving?
Mm-hmm.
Got out of the truck, and somebody say, Paul, and you turn back around. You don't see nobody.
Don't see no one.
He may shine you some evil. He may be shining you away for some problems.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
Make America great kind of people. You know what I'm talking about? He may shine you away for some things. You know what I'm saying?
Covering you. You don't even know it.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, why did I say that? Because God wants to, each one of us wants God to help us. But we got to be specific in our prayer to the Lord. Now watch this here. Now once you've been specific, then you have to ask God like this, and now this might not be your prayer if it be your will, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be your prayer, though. But if it be your will, Lord, it Lord's my turn. And Lord, why you do this? Keep me from evil. And then he said, he said that it may not grieve me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to get through this thing in a minute. Why I say this, because this might be just for me today, because my heart is so heavy. I get out the pulpit yesterday. I got hit hard yesterday, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, buddy, it got to be a God. Man, I know God is in my life because I got hit so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. But I tell you this,
mm-hmm.
I love the Lord. Oh, I love the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He heard my cry. You know what? And as long as I live, trouble rises.
Well, trouble
and I,
rise.
What I did, and I
haste. Until you start.
Somebody did around the song, right? That might be,
yes,
might
Lord.
Be birthday, Reverend Henry. That might not be.
Haste.
So you might be like me. You just say one word, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know.
That
might not be the best
reference.
I just want to say one word. Hallelujah. You know what
I'm
talking about?
Yeah.
Sometimes we just sit there and give a praise. Brother D said something profound today. I'm glad you hit the word, Brother D. You know what you said, Brother D? You said the other day about trouble come. What you say, Brother D?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To rejoice.
Yes, sir. We don't never. Yes, sir.
We never thank God for the thing.
Never thank Him for the thing. That's right.
We thank Him for the. We thank Him for the house.
Oh,
we thank Him for the.
Oh
car.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We thank Him for the wine.
Oh, yeah,
the hook.
We thank Him for the good.
Good, but one time we thank Him for
all
crooked.
We thank Him for the good.
Oh yeah, we can't stop the luck. Get out, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But when that trial comes, Lord, are you there?
Amen.
Have you left me, Lord?
Yeah.
I'm almost through you.
Right.
Look what this is. Here.
And you know what, brother? He's strengthening you during your trouble, and you don't even know it.
There you go.
He's strengthening.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I love this part. Can I do it again? Because it makes sense.
Come on. Man.
He said, then it may not grieve me. That's some things come over. Brother, sister, it's going to grieve you. If you don't get the Lord in the midst of your grievance, you're going to be in torment. You're going to be so in torment. Watch this, Eric. You're going to lift that problem up. Hide in God. God, you can't fix it. That's what you're telling me. That's what you're telling them.
Better watch this,
God. You
better watch this.
You can't fix this, God. You know why you might not be audibly saying you can't fix it, but your worry is saying it can't. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I've been around the word just a little bit.
Take your brother there and leave him.
Yeah, you want something. When you can invite God in your heart, right? That's what I said, in your heart, not your outward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't talking about white girl with the nice hat you got and the nice dress you got and the nice suit you got and the nice waving of the hand. You can sing. You know, I'm not rely on him to come in your heart. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. And start changing. And thoughts in your mind, and it started to turn into worship. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You might be like me. I'm bald-headed, but I felt some hair move just then. I got a blowout kit put on. Y'all don't know about that. That blowout kit. Y'all know that blowout kit. So we got to get that hair to look, get kind of thick, long and thick. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I start thinking about how the Holy Spirit helps us as believers to run this race. You got to ask God to help you and keep you from yourself. Oh, help me, Holy
That's
Spirit.
Right. Amen.
Is I haven't got there yet.
Amen.
If I tell God this, that it may not grieve me, what they're telling me, help me.
Amen.
Help me. That's what I'm telling you, Lord. Help me. And then what he did. And God grant him that which he requests. So somewhere down there, it was earnestly. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was truth there.
Yeah.
God don't move unless you earnestly plan, that you believe in your breath. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I told you that when I said about, he confirmed it when he said, watch this in. Oh, that thou would bless me indeed. So he asked you to confirm it. Indeed means, if you go up and look at it a little bit in the dictionary, it needs confirmation. So where did he get the confirmation, Brother D? At the last sentence, when the sentence said, God grant him that which he requests.
Wish.
He confirmed
his
wish.
Amen.
This might not preach in the church, though. This might preach outside the church. Well, I thought we were the church. Well, you're on now, then. So you're with me, then. You can't run now.
Yes, sir.
Be careful asking for somebody else's prayer. You know, we always say, give me the J-Band for it. No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what he went through. No.
Amen.
You know how y'all do
what
you ask for. I want that J-Band for
it.
Ask for it. Go better read that thing. Because if your heart ain't like that, if God ain't gave you no confirmation out of 10 years, oh, Lord. he gave him his request quickly. Help me, Holy Spirit. How do you know he gave it to him? The word said it. He said, God grant him that which he requests. Is that right about it? If it happened when I pray, can I say it again?
Mm-hmm.
It happened
mm-hmm.
when I pray. When did the last time you prayed?
Okay.
Did I drop?
Yes, sir.
When was the last time?
Oh, no.
Watch this here. I left that now. Watch this here. Look, he gave me this here, Brother B. Genesis 24:1-9. I'm going to be through with y'all. Y'all want to, you know, play with it how you want. Dude, I'm talking to Eric. I'm looking at the man in the mirror, Brother B.
Sometimes we got to talk to him, brother.
Look what he said, brother. He said over here, Genesis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Abraham was an old, well stricken in age. Now, he gave me this now. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his elder servant of the house that ruled all that he had, I pray thee, that's what he said, right? Thou hand under my thigh.
See,
I'm going somewhere, again, specific in prayer. You got to tell. Now, God knows what's in our heart, remember? He knows what he was. He already knew we're going to say it. But he wanted to hear it from us, really. He said, that's what he said, thy hands under thy my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, thy God of heaven, oh, hear me, Holy Spirit, and the God of this earth. Oh, I got to stop.
Yeah.
There's a difference. They say there's a lot of ways to get to God, but this is I am talking. He talking to the I am. He said, anybody, you said the God of the heaven and earth, that ain't the little G. That's the big G. Yeah, brother. That's the one that took the effeminate, right, and separated the water from the light. That's the one that put the stones in the earth. And he told one young man, he said, "What was you?" Let me do that again. Y'all may need it. Y'all, let me do something.
I recall needing your help.
Y'all stay with me. I'm going to tell them what I'm saying. He said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. I'm in the book, y'all.
And earth. He just created the heaven. He didn't do the earth.
God.
He just did the heaven.
That's what he did. Heaven and earth. And the earth was out form and
form. Yes.
On the face of the in the spirit of God. Watch this. In the Spirit of God, moved upon the face of the water. Where you at, Eric? I'm in chapter 1, the first verse. That's where I'm at. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Yes, sir. And there was light.
And God saw the light, that it was good.
Good.
And God divided the light. Called the light day. In the darkness he called night. In the morning was the first day. And look what he said. And God said, let the infirmities in the midst of the water. And let it divide the water from the water. And God made the infirmities divide the water which was were under the infirmities. For the water which were above the infirmities, it was sealed. It was so. You see, and then God called the infirmities heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the evening, in the morning, was second. I'm almost through, y'all. Day. And God said, let the water under the heaven be gathered together and unto the one place, and let dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land and gathered together the water and called the sea. God saw it. That it was good. Now watch this here.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the earth yield its fruit, and the fruit tree yield fruit after his kind. And the seed it is itself upon earth, and it is so. Look what he said. And the earth brought forth grass, and the earth yield seed. And after the kind, and the tree yielded the fruit. Look what he said. Whose seed was in itself. After his kind, and God saw it was good. I'm going to do this one more thing. Watch this here. Everything he moved some, everything he created, he said it was so, and he said it was good. So Abraham was talking about this God. Oh, y'all better get that. Abraham was talking about that God. I don't know about other God. He was talking about that God. That's what he said, right? He said, let me read verse 3, 24, 3, and I will make thee swear by the Lord. That's in the Lord's camp, y'all. The God of heavens and the God of the earth, that thou should not take a wife, watch this now, unto my son of a daughter, of the Canaanites, amongst whom I dwell, but thou should go unto the country, and to what is it? To my kindred, and to my wife, and to my son Isaac. Help me, Holy Spirit. And after the servant said unto him, peradventure, now help me, Holy Spirit, the woman will not be willing to follow me. Yes, that Reverend. unto this land.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Must I indeed bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, bear thou that thou bring not my son thither again. When God gives you something, my brothers and sisters, and plain as Abraham was trying to put it, don't you know God is going to prepare the way?
Amen.
He's going to prepare the way for you, brothers and sisters, and nobody going to know but just between you and him sometimes. And then all of this, God told me something. Trust me, if he told you something, Brother D, he's going to let me know too. Because he's going to make it be that when you see it, that I knew it came from God. He's going to confirm it because Abraham said, I do this because I said the Lord. And the Lord is all cap. Well, that means when you look at all capital letters in a word of this book, that means he's talking about the one who created heaven.
The one and only. The one and only.
I had to read all of that while I go over there in the first, chapter 1 over there, 1 through, I think it was 10 or 12 I read. I had to read all this so you understand what I'm saying. He was talking about that God. Because if you call on another God that created the heavens and the earth, if you call on another God that separated the waters from the ocean, from the sea, if you call on that God that changed and adopted the light, if you ain't calling on this God, you call on the wrong God. Definitely Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That's what, see, because he put some emphasis for it, because I swear by it. Now, that's what it did in the Old Testament now. I know we teach you not the Bible says swear by nothing on heaven or earth, but I'm dealing with this before, way before Jesus came on down on the earth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He gave us something right here. He told us that we can look at him. He's going to confirm that I want you to go get this wife. I don't want you to get it out of no other place but this place, Reverend. Now, you want to be hard and get it any other kind of way. You know what I'm talking about. Now, this can go with anything now. This can work with anything. This can work. You kind of make a decision on something in life that you need to take it to the Lord. You need to take it to the Lord and prayer and pray to God and ask God to do what I did earlier about when I tell you about Jabez. Lord, keep me from the evil and let it not grieve me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
If we don't pray about it, my brothers and sisters, it's going to come up on us, and if we don't be quick enough, we'll wallow in it. Woe is me. Lord,
You're right.
But God brings something back to your attention. But that's why I sent my help there. You remember? We read a long time ago. We read it a long time ago, Brother D. Help me, host. I said I won't try to leave this alone. But can I go there anyway? Can
come
I go to the Book of John?
Come on now.
Peter was at Reverend at the third time that he as the third time that he denied God. Jesus looked at him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They looked at him. No one didn't hear, but nobody but what? Peter and Jesus. Because Jesus told him before three times, you're going to deny me. And he did. And when he did, he heard that rooster crow, and he looked at Jesus while he was being, being persecuted. Talked about it, slapped it, spit on. And Jesus, while he was getting talked about and lied on, he looked at Peter. And do you want a look from God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do you want to look at you or you didn't fail? Oh, when he told you to do something, you didn't.
Right.
Oh, the Holy Spirit speaking.
Yeah.
When he told you to do something and you don't do it, who you rather have mad at you, God or man?
Right.
I'm speaking to myself. Who would you rather have manage you? God or man? I'm going to be I'm gonna say this one more time. Who would you rather be mad at you? God or man? It's time that brother, wife have to get along. Husbands have to get along. Watch this here. Friends have you got to get along. There's some time you need to just steal away with between you and the Lord. The Lord and you have conversed with the Lord, and y'all going back and forth. But listen, let me tell you something. Yeah, he will speak because he'll give it to you in the word. Lord, show me in the word that I can be comforted for my decision when I want to make in life. And he'll give it to you. If you be steadfast, unremovable, abide in his love. Oh, yes, sir. He said, if you abide in my love, I'm in you. You can ask me anything in my name. I will give it to you. Is it right about it? Somebody been there lately.
No, that's right.
Now, right. I'm going to leave you alone with that boring stuff to tell you that this is for Eric, because I just feel I still got a heavy heart, but I feel like I really believe in my heart God is a deliverer. God is a maker.
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
know
sir.
Kingdom is everybody not going to understand. Oh, help me. Try your best. Everybody not going to understand. Did you get around some data, Brother D? Mm-hmm. Sister, but if you get around some dollars, they'll have you thinking you were wrong.
Yeah, you better watch yourself.
You know, watch if yourself. You get around some dollars, if they not spiritual love and God, they Jesus looked at Peter and Peter looked at Jesus, and when he that rich man, he tucked his head and left silent because he died. He said, and it came true. That you gonna do it? Cause you look at me now. You look at me from a far distance. Let me tell the story. You look at me from a distance, warming your hand around the fire. And the young lady asked me, said, "You look like one of them. Even your speech betrayed you." You know what I'm saying? See, once you have the Lord, I'm talking to Eric now. I'm talking to him. Once you have the Lord, walking with the Lord, brother, there's some things you just won't go around.
That's right.
It's just things you just won't go around. I know this ain't sounding like, ain't nobody perfect. Brother, you can hold on to that cliche all you want to. The Bible said, once you have Brother D, I guess I go over here. They don't believe in Brother D. Brother D.
Come on.
They don't believe in Brother D.
Come
they don't.
Come on.
Now.
Let's go. Let's go.
Come on now.
Come on,
brother. Come on.
Jesus came to us, and he told us over the deep. When last time you been to the bruise? Have you been bruised lately? Have you been bruised lately? He told them.
Yes, he stayed in
his right. I'm supposed to stay with my Lord. Y'all got me everywhere. But I got
come on, my brother. Stuff. Come on.
I need to go back come and read on, it again, because he just gave it to me. He just gave it to me. You know, he just gave it to me. Let me write this thing. Hebrews chapter 6. He gave me this now. You don't have to receive it. This is here. He told me to read this. He said, therefore, lead the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Let us go unto the perfection, not leaving again the foundation of repentance.
Yes, sir.
Say
it again. Not leaving what now?
God. The dead word. Let me do it again. Because my brother said, therefore, leave the principle of the gospel of Christ. Let us go on to perfect, not land again the foundation of repentance from the dead word, but
the
of the
word.
Faith was God.
Faith.
Oh, heaven was God.
He
said, of the dark,
dead
of
word.
And of the land on the hand, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of the eternal judgment. Now, this is what he tells us now, because you got to hear this, because it's in a transition right here. He said, in
this
we do.
We will do.
Yeah. God permit.
God permit.
Watch this. This is what I'm trying to get to. See, that was some gravy. I'm trying to get to the meat right here. Now. This is the meat, bro. Just in case you want a little meat, a little gravy with the meat, Brother Randy. He said, for it is impossible for those who were once
enlightened.
and have taste. And have taste
of the heavenly gift.
He will be partaker
of the Holy Spirit.
For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, not the bad word, the good word of God, and the power of the world to come. Reverend, heaven, help me with this. It's going to be some coming.
Yes, sir.
You didn't got off in there, Brother Willard. You didn't taste some of this Holy Ghost. And he said, if they should fall away, and I'm in the book now, unto repentance, sin. They crucified themselves. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put him
to an open shame.
God, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Hey, once you didn't taste that love, once you didn't been a partaker of the Holy Spirit, he said, now, I'm not talking about leaving the praying or hand, Reverend Henry. Church God, I ain't talking about leaving that baptism, church God, Brother D. I ain't talking about all that. He said, don't leave that. I want you to keep that trust. Don't move from that. You know? But I'm telling you, he said, if it be God, if God permitted, he said, it is impossible who have been in life.
You've been told.
It's on you now. It's on you now. You go the other way. It won't be because of my talk. Yep, me, Holy Spirit.
Because you didn't know.
Hebrews 6:1-6. I just want to leave you with that. I want to tell you that it's in the book. You know, I'm a fellow that likes the book. You know, I ain't gonna lie, man. I can read the quote this without you looking at it, right? But I want you to read it with me. I want you to read it with me. I want you to make sure I didn't cover up, you know, dumb. I want you to read it with me. And the reason why I say that, because God is going to search you because you've been enlightened, Reverend Henry. You've been enlightened, Eric. You've been enlightened, sisters and brothers. You've been enlightening the word of God. And what's happening? You just messed around and got the Holy Ghost there. Okay, he gave this up again. I got to put this in the margin. Y'all put this in the margin. Man, ooh, look at this. Matthews. Come on, go with me for a minute. Is it John? Yeah, it might be. No, it's John. John, let's go back to old John again. Can y'all go John with me for again? I got to go there. And I promise you. You know, it's anytime you've been around some certain preacher, they say, I'm almost through now. And this is the last point, and you just hold on because he ain't finished yet. Look at that jump. The reason why I said the Holy Ghost, Brother Mike, sisters and brothers, this is why I said the Holy Ghost. He says here, now in verse 25, I must read this right. He said, 14:25 These things have I spoken unto you, Eric, being yet present with you. But the Comforter is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He should teach all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I have said unto thee, peace I leave you, Brother D, my peace. I give unto you, not as you, Reverend Henry. I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, Henry. Be not afraid. Let it be afraid. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Like, yes, that is old boy. I'm feeling pretty good, but he releases some stress in my heart. Yeah, we've been reading, and he enlightened you on something.
Amen.
He revealed something. Have you ever been revealed something? reading or you listening to something, someone going through the word. See, we, I'm just speaking for everyone that teach and preach over here and even with travel time. Our job, our assignment is to make it to understand. Not the dog.
Without any excuse, without no excuse.
Yeah, we have to make it so you understand. And then you can go back and read it. If you don't want to hit the mother, you can read it. Mm-hmm. And you can, in my back, watch it, and you can apply it to your life.
I promise you, you can.
You can apply it to your life. And why I say this is, let me go finish up Genesis. Let me finish Genesis. So the Holy Ghost there now, y'all. He's there. Let me finish Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop at 9. I'm at 7, y'all. The Lord God of heaven was took me from my father's house, that was me, Holy Spirit, and from the land of my kindred, which speak unto me, and look at here, and they swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. Okay, Reverend Henry gave me this, Reverend. He said, send his angels before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from this. It is the wife, this woman will not be willing to follow thee. Then thou shalt be clear for this. What he said, my oath, only bring not my son thither again. And thou servant put his hand under thy thigh of the Abraham, amen, and his master, and swore concerning this matter. That matter, help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to go back and read this again. He just gave it to the devil. It's hot off the press, right? And I want you to know the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, the God created heaven and earth. You know what? Marvin Wine sang a song, and he said, let the church say amen. Y'all remember that song? God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Hey, can I get a witness about this? I'm going to come right back. Now. Watch.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God has spoken.
Yeah.
So let the church say amen. Let the church let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen.
Please.
God has spoken. So let the
church
say amen. Lift your hands, God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Father, we come to you. We come into you to the most humblest matter we know our Lord. Lord, we came with the word that you gave just now, Lord. We came, Lord, because you came for the concern of wanting your tears and love. We come, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for that word as you gave it as we went through it, Lord. Lord, now, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, that anything was said, if it's anything was just misunderstood, Lord, if it wasn't presented in the presentation right, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless the heart, that we have a acceptable spirit to understand it, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, just to have your way as we open up the lines, as we open up comments, as we open up prayer, that you move, Lord, in our heart today, Lord. This is the day that you made, Lord. We're going to be glad in it, Lord. And we thank you for the adversities of life. Thank you, Lord, for your love for the church, Lord. Thank you for your peace.
Yes.
And ask for all understanding, Lord. Don't know what the thing going to be, Lord, sometimes. But, Lord, I believe if we just keep faith in you, soon and very soon, we're going to be able to see your face, Lord. And you're going to... And we're going to ask this whole question, Lord. Is there room in your house, Lord, for a person like me? Is there room, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, for a person like me? Lord, if so, Lord, Lord, allow me to come in, Lord, in your house, Lord. Lord, I've been arguing about if it's a mansion or a room. I just want to be in your room. Other mansion, Lord, wherever you want to put it, allow me to be in that place, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the things you see and done. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm full of it. I thank God, man. You know, like I said, it's open. It's open.
Praise the Lord.
Me, myself, brothers, I got a little noise. I'm going to try to be quick. So the noise of what I'm making first, giving unto God, who again is true as the head of our lives. We want to thank Real for the word this morning.
God,
and I go back to what I always say. I say it, and I constantly say it because I truly believe in it. That should be something that's said during the course of the giving of the word. That should catch your attention. It should just stick with you. And this morning, something, not only did the word stick, brother, something that the Rev said stuck with me. It's not even biblical. It's not even etched in stone, but it stuck with me. Because of what he said, I like to read it, even though I can already quote this stuff. He said, I want you to go there with me. And when he said that, I thought about it. I said, you know, the Bible has instructed man to add not to take not. So if you go there with me, you know I'm giving you God unadulterated word. If you go there with me. I see, you may not want to travel that road with me, but if you travel that road with me, you know I'm giving you the uncut truth. So I say again, sister and brother, something should catch you when the word is given. Even when the song was played, the song said, let the church say amen. And I'm just dumb enough to believe, Reverend Henry, I'm dumb enough to believe that north, south, east, or west,
yes, sir,
there's a wall there. But I'm just dumb enough to believe that those walls can't talk. He said, let the church. I myself, before I get out of the way, I want to do just what the song said. So I'm going to shout out to the hilltop, amen. Because he said, let the church say amen. And I find that I am the church. I want to tell the Lord, amen, let the church. Oh, thank you, hallelujah. Let the church say amen. I get joy. What he's done for me, my soul just get happy. I can just instantly get happy when I think about where the Lord has brought me from, what he's keeping me from. I heard Real when he said, Brother D made mention of it last week. Do we tell God thank you for saying no to us sometimes? Do we tell God thank you for the bad? You know, we don't understand sometimes the bad is the good. See, he kept me. He made me stay home when I wanted to go out.
And I get up the next morning, I find there was 7 killed. Could have been me. See how the Lord protects me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say amen. Say amen.
Yeah.
Let the church say amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Ooh, Lord,
praise
say amen,
Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Let him say amen.
That's all right. That's all
in
right.
In the name of Jesus, let the church.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
God,
thank you for the word, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Lord, thank you.
It's all right.
Say
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes. And say amen. Mm-hmm.
That's it, bro.
Really, yes, so good
you,
to us.
Yes, it is.
I heard my brother say in the book of Genesis, the Lord said, let that be. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord divided the day from night and gave it names. He had asked me, what is your name day? He had asked me over here, what is your call night? He said, let that
mm-hmm.
be. Ooh, something should catch you, something, brother. Something should grab hold to you when
yes,
the
sir.
Word of God
yes,
is given.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise
my
the
soul.
Lord.
My soul. Yes, yes, Lord. My soul. Cry out. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
True, Lord. Thank you. If it had not been.
Right up.
For the Lord on my side. Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christ, Lord, right now. Right now, Lord, right now. Thank you. Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Beautiful today. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm here like a gentleman. They always do it, bro. They always do it. They always pray the Lord like a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
They always do it. But my soul.
We're winning. Yes, sir. I know what you mean when he's just giving you. You can't help but praise him.
You
can't help but give him praise when you know for yourself what he has done for you. You know, for your own personal testimony, how he set you free, how he delivered you, how he changed you, how he gave you strength, how he gave you another chance when many thought you weren't deserving of another chance. But through his love, grace, and mercy, he showed love to you once again. Let that comfort you. Oh, thank you, Lord. So that he blessed us this morning. He spoke with us. He answered some questions and he gave comfort. Lifted our heavy heart. Though the heart may still be a little heavy, but God gives strength. Hallelujah. Give strength and guidance. Oh, hallelujah. Every time we look to him, he's faithful. Oh, hallelujah. He's faithful. He's faithful. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank God for what he has allowed us to experience. Once again, he blessed us. He spoke with us. Hallelujah. He taught us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He taught us. He taught us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He even blessed us once again. These what we call the golden nuggets. Amen. Step up. I hear you, Amy. Step up. Second Chronicle. Mm-hmm. Oh, 15:1-12. Mm-hmm. Asher took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land. He restored the altar of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes our fears can lead to inaction. We worry so much about protecting ourselves that we fail to simply step up. I hear you. We fail to step up. Oh, facing a spiritual challenge, step up with courage and trust the Lord for the outcome. Well, I hear courage is fear that has said its prayer. Courage is fear that has said its prayer. Verify the truth. Yeah, I hear you. Verify the truth. God, truth stands any test. Any test. Praise the Lord. I hear you. God's truth stands any test. When we hear spiritual ideas that disturb you, we need to be cautious. We can search the scriptures for ourselves, listen to the trustworthy sources, and seek wisdom from Jesus, our Lord. God's truth stands any test. Amen. I hear you. And he also gave us made clean. Thank you, Lord. Made clean. The Lord makes us clean. Yes, he does. Ezekiel 36:24-32. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Thank you, Lord. God made us clean. We need to remember that God made us clean. That's the reason why you hear it. Us telling thank you, because we realize he made us clean. We realize what we used to be. We're not that anymore. We can rejoice with God making us clean. We can rejoice with how we used to think the way that we think, but now we thank him for the good. We thank him for the bad. We know that when he let what we call the bad, we know that it works together for them that love the Lord. We know that it causes us to look and see God in every situation. Hallelujah. When we feel like his hand is heavy upon us, then he allows his mercy, his justice, and his truth. Hallelujah. Mixed all together, we can't do nothing but lift our hands and just tell him thank you for what he has done. There's no place so desolate that you cannot find me there. I hear you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for when we seek, we find you. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace shown toward us. Thank you. Thank you, Amy, for giving us step up, verify the truth, knowing that we've been made clean. Hallelujah. And last, she gave us, there is no place so desolate that you cannot find the Lord there. Praise God. God bless you today for what we have experienced. God bless you today for how you turned aside and allow God to just have a moment with you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. If there be not another that wants to tell them thank you or want prayer, oh, great God.
You know something I'm hearing?
You know, yes, sir.
It's funny. Some things we go through in life,
you see like you just can't seem to find your way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you leave going on a journey and you get lost.
Yeah.
It's like you just can't find your way. But aren't you glad? Oh, I'm going to speak for a reverend. I know you're glad. I'm going to speak for a reverend. I know you're glad that the Lord left. Don't you know, God, if we allow God to do his will in our little sinful body, you know the Lord
right now.
For step by step instructions, didn't he? Reverend gave it to us this morning. I tell you, something should grab you. It just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, Reverend. Something do something to me when I hear the word of God being given.
Nah.
Rev said this morning. This is what he said. He didn't make this stuff up. He said, you can read it with it. In the book of Hebrews, in the sixth chapter that Rev spoke out of this morning, that was one verse he read on that just, it won't turn loose. He says, and look what he says now. He says, and having been made partakers of the Holy Ghost and having taste of the good word of God and the power of the age to come. He says, and then having fallen away. Let's mix this up, Rev, if we can. Having taste of the good word of God. Let's change it up. Why would you want to fall away? You didn't taste of the good word. But the Bible goes on to tell us, he said, and having fallen away. See, he give us step-by-step instructions. He says that it is impossible to restore them again. So if he done told you, you know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? He done told you it's impossible to do. But you didn't taste of the good word. Why would you allow yourself to go there? Why would you not stay on course with God? Well, he done gave it to you step by step. He gave us a map from the time he created to the time he ended. Right here in these 66. Blow by blow. Remember, hearing something should catch you. You know what I'm saying? Having taste of the good word of God, then falling away, he says it is impossible to restore them again.
That's right.
Remember, Eric didn't make it up. He read it right there for you. It's in the book of Hebrews, in the sixth chapter. He read it right there. It's worded for you. Even tells you how you do it. Ain't it something? Ain't God word something? God word, I can't say how his word work on this man, but I can tell you I'm so glad that it works on me, man. I'm so glad.
Brother, did you know I'm at work, right? Y'all just making me...
He can't stay away. He can't stay away. Where won't let you stay away?
Hey, man, I'm going to be truthful with y'all. I'll say this. It's been a while. Tell y'all, keep us in prayer.
Yes, sir.
Man. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, man. Sir.
What did I say?
Man.
Keep us in prayer.
Man.
Man, you'd be surprised how we be taxed sometimes. All we try to do is just to uplift the love of God, and we be taxed. But I learned how the word is. Brother B, I got that joy. I got that joy. Sometimes I don't wanna cry, but I got that joy.
Amen.
And sometimes that cry,
yes,
it's not a proud sorrow.
Yeah.
It's a perfect joy. I got that joy. I didn't ask for it, but you know what?
Yes,
he died for me.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Say it, my brother. Say it. He died for me.
Yes, I'm telling you what, and I really,
he suffered
I,
for me.
Going back in my
he
mind, that I don't want to make
yes,
it a fresh, brother D.
Yes,
I don't want to a fresh. I don't want to crucify
yes,
him so much like it's just a
yes,
fresh. Because he did it once, man.
Yes,
he did it once.
Yes, sir.
So, brother,
he did it
he
for
did
me.
It.
Yes, sir.
He did
yes,
it
sir.
Once.
He did it for me.
Yeah, y'all got me way
he
out here playing. But while I'm over here, can I say this again?
Come
hey,
on, brother.
Yes,
come on. Come on now.
Brother, he needs prayer.
Now.
He needs
praise
prayer.
The Lord.
Yeah, he needs prayer.
Yes, sir.
I need prayer, man. I really need prayer. I'm hurting.
Yes,
but I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it, too. I just need prayer. You know what I'm
saying? Amen.
I'm being transparent.
Amen.
I need prayer.
Amen.
God revealed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see,
mm-hmm.
You can kiss that
yes, sir.
On. God
yes,
revealed.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said,
yes,
I
sir.
Hide it
call
from the wise and the pure. Let's look at it up for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wise and pure. A wise man thinks on most of the temporal thing, the earthly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, yes, yeah. And parenting goes, it's like prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. He takes a situation
mm-hmm.
and look at it carefully
mm-hmm.
for us to make a decision.
Well,
you
right.
Know?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you
yes,
see
yes.
what I'm saying? So I say
yes,
this
sir.
With love.
Yes, sir.
I say this with love. Watch what I say this here. If you teach him, Reverend Henry, Brother
mm-hmm.
D, Sister the Brother, if you witness, you really stand with the word, you're going to be held accountable
Okay.
for what you say.
Yes, sir.
Plus,
what
you're
you
going to be picked out.
Yes, sir.
According to Scripture.
Yeah, you say
yes,
he God.
According to Scripture.
You say he'll God never change. You say
yes.
that you love God. Let me see, do you love him? I'll put this
yes.
in your chest. Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let me see,
yes.
see if I can put this in your chest. Reverend Henry,
yeah.
I'm gonna see you cry for this
yeah.
one, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
But you good crying, but let me see you cry for this one. There, it is a real
yeah,
cry,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a fake cry. But, hey.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you tell me about this world that give it, and the world still can't take it away? Can you add with the words
can't,
I left
can't
out?
Take it away.
The door that I have.
Mm.
The world that
yeah.
give it, and the person.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying I'm not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm not very disappointed. But I know one thing.
Yes, yes.
God has.
That's it.
My
yes,
mm-hmm.
yes,
yes, yes, sir.
He
yes,
has.
Been yes.
Me free.
Me free. Yes,
God
yes,
has.
Yes.
Has
to me.
So you know, I'm a little old preacher, right?
In the name of Jesus.
From the name of Jesus. Yeah, well, watch this here.
Yep.
So we talk with my mind. Where I go, really?
With my voice, yeah.
For you, Lord.
Yeah.
With my hand.
Come on.
I'll listen up to you. Come on now.
Come on,
man. I'm going to go sorrow a little bit.
Lord, my Lord.
Yeah, let the way of the word hold shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We're going to be here by ourselves in a minute, Red. So what you got, Red?
Uh-oh. Beautiful, man. Oh, yeah. Lord's blessed, man. He's down for prayer.
Yes.
Even before we pray, he didn't already answer it. He was already lifted. Oh, hallelujah.
He said, why are you here called? He said, I've already answered it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here speaking? He said, I've already heard.
He's already.
He already did it.
So, in the name of Jesus. Well, we just in celebration, thanking him for what he's done.
Yeah. What he's already done.
In the midst. In the midst of, because we know the end of the story. Hallelujah.
That's right, my brother.
Hallelujah. We know the end of the story. Yes. The battle is already won. We're just going through the
already won.
Course right now.
The storm is almost gone. I can see the sun peeping through the clouds. The storm is almost gone.
Yeah, you've been searching for him.
Yeah. It's almost gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
With my bow.
Mm-hmm.
I will live you, Lord. I will thank and praise to you, Lord. With my hand,
mm-hmm.
I will lift
mm-hmm.
you. I don't want no rocks. Crying out.
Don't want no rocks.
You know what that? If I don't,
yeah, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the word say now. Because the word say.
Yes, sir.
I'm like Reverend Henry. I don't want no rocks crying out for me.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Word clear as day says the rocks will cry out.
Yeah.
It's so iffy. The Bible
mm-hmm.
says, the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some do understand it, Reverend. Some do understand it, but when you truly been washed, and washed in the blood, you just can't hold your peace.
Yeah.
You know what I say? When you truly been washed and washed in the blood.
Man, I'm in Valley. I'm over here networking,
you
man.
Know
you
know
what I'm
saying?
Well,
I'm
in Valley.
Mm-hmm. I know he's your
savior. Before y'all got me out here, man. Y'all got me. I'm telling you, he was alone.
Everything.
And he's trying to start back over here. That's why I'm trying to talk over him. He's trying to start back over, man.
You just can't. When you know. There's a few of us that know God.
Mm.
In the pardon of our sin for our sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a few of us that know him as a way maker.
There's a few
of us that know him as a mind regulator. And a heart fixer. A few of us know him, real.
She used to sing a song. She said, my hope is built on
tomorrow.
My hope is built on what? How you go? My hope is built on
nothing. My hope is built on nothing.
Jesus' blood and righteous
blood.
Holy. I got to think about it. You remember that song?
Yes, sir.
You sing that song, son.
Hope is built on nothing. That's all right.
Holy. Lady.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to remember that word. That's the old one.
Yeah.
We call it call the worship. Let me get out of here, man. I'm gonna get out there with
you. That's all right. Lord, God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you, Lord. Sir, you're wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Real,
God Almighty.
I just know what the words say, real. He said, mm-hmm. shame the old me. down it before man. He said, I'll be ashamed though, even for my father. The Lord Almighty said to me. And you may not told me to someone else, but he told it to me. It's a shame to own me. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you free my soul, I'll go. Promise the Lord. If you just free my soul. I'm so glad. So glad that he freed me. But I can tell the world about this man called Jesus.
Absolutely.
I can tell the world about a man called Jesus.
Man.
He'll just good to me. He'll just so good.
Yes, sir.
Keeps me real, yes, but I can't even keep me still. He's holding me. I love the way he just rocked me. And he tells Brother D, no matter what I'm going through in life, everything, not some things, but everything will be all right. Yes, he will. Yes, it will. Yeah, yes, it will.
where we go, no matter where we live, no matter what our financial status be, or be that it not, Satan is always lurking. We need to know and understand that Satan is always present. Satan is always around you. If you don't believe that, he told the Lord, I'm just going to and fro, seeing who I may devour. Unless you know that Satan is always there. And he's just waiting for an opportunity to dig into you. I say that because my brother said that he needs prayer. Someone, somewhere, somehow, some way, I don't know, my brother was attacked. I knew it through his words. But Reverend Henry, I stopped by today to let my brother know that God is still on the throne. Oh, he had to get up.
Yeah.
He hadn't moved one inch.
Mm-hmm.
Brother God still sits high, and he's still looking low.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is still his throne, and the earth is still his footstool.
Mm-hmm.
He said in the word, he said, I change not. And he hadn't changed yet.
Man.
Hold your hope and keep your faith. I don't know what the attack were, but I do know that God is able.
Mm-hmm.
I brought a smile to my face when I said, God is able,
mm-hmm.
and he will. I don't have to guess. I ain't got a hope. I know he will take care of his own.
Yes.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he will, sister, brother. He will. God will. God is still blessing, still healing, and he's still keeping. I know it because he's keeping me. My brother was attacked. someone attacked him. And it's all because of what he stands for. See, we need to know Satan comes in many different forms, many different ways. Satan will walk right up to you, but he know you rooted and booted in God's word. All but just give it a chance. He'll come through your wife. He'll come through your sister, your cousin, your son, your daughter, your friend, a stranger, your car, your job. He have many ways of attacking man when you profess God's word. Your sister and brother, God has never lost yet. He's never lost a battle yet. It was too late. Some of us say it's getting late in the evening. I truly believe it's too late in the evening for them to start losing now. So we're going to sit today and we're going to whisper a prayer for my brother that the Lord will continue to keep him and whatever. Don't know what, but we know God knows. We don't know where, we don't know how, but we know the Lord knows. So we're going to ask each and every last one that's listening to us today, bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear. Pray along with us as we pray. My Bible has instructed me through the book of John. He says he will not hear a sinner's prayer. I said it because we need to move. We need to move.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move, right? We need to move. Move away from these old sinful ways and these old sinful habits of ours. We need to move away from them.
Yeah.
And we need to not move on just Sunday. Just on Mondays on God's plan, or just on Tuesday when you're hearing the word of God. We need to move into the arms of safety.
Mm-hmm.
That being Jesus the Christ. Let us pray.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we come before you this morning. Father, we come as humble, as we know how. Stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Father, for what you've already done in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in our lives.
Yes.
Father, we know that you already know the situation. You already know the heartaches and pains. You know the suffering that my brother went through or even going through, Lord. Father, we know that you know that he needs you right now. We ask, Lord, that whatever the pain that he has, whatever the suffering he's going through, Father, we ask that you move it right now. We ask that you touch, Lord, knowing that one touch from you will make everything all right. Father, we ask that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord, as only you can, Lord. Father, we can pray for him. We can ask you to come here right now. But we know it's you, Lord, and you only that can heal right now. We ask that you remove this pain right now, Lord. Remove it. Knowing that he's a man of God, knowing that he truly loves you, Lord, we ask that you not let him suffer. We know, Lord, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we refuse to give our joy this morning, Lord. We ask that you touch right now. Not only my brother, Lord, but touch each and every last one of us that's under the sound of my voice. We ask that you would touch this ministry right now, that it will continue to grow stronger. Touch those, Lord, that's listening, Lord, that want to hit the one, but that want to testify for you, but afraid of what their friends might say. Afraid of what their brothers might say. Afraid that someone will hear them giving God the praise. Father, touch them right now. Let them know, Lord, that you are
the only true way. Let them know, Lord, that you are the door, that they must come in by you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, Lord. We can't make this journey without you. Father, do us like you did the Hebrew boys, Lord. Let them know, Lord, if you don't, give them the mind to know that you can. Give them a mind, Lord, to be able to say that they're able. They're able, Lord. If you don't, Lord, let us know that they're able. I get joy, Lord, when I think about what you have done for me. Move right now, Lord. Move right now. Move in a special way, Lord. Touch the sick and the shed in, Lord. Give them peace of mind. Bless the bereaved families right now, Lord. Give them peace of mind. Bless those that want to come that are afraid, Lord. Father, give them peace of mind. Let them know, Lord, that you are the way. You are the only true vine, Lord. Father, we need you right now. Can't make this journey without you. For we read in your word, Lord, you said while we were speaking, you said you've already heard. You said while we was asking, Lord, you said you've already answered. Let them know, Lord, that you know our thoughts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. That you just continue to bless us, continue to keep us, Lord. Continue to guide us. Give us more strength, Lord, than we need right now. We're standing in the need of a blessing. Standing, Lord. We've done all that we can, Lord. We've come each and every point to give your word. You said in your word that a physician has no need of a doctor. Father, we're just trying to heal the sick through your word, Lord. So we ask you again, Lord, touch right now. Give my brother a special blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. We ask that you touch right now, right now. Heal right now, Lord. Give us strength to fight the old devil off, in the name of Jesus. Every heart say amen. 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 Let the soul say amen. Well, here God knoweth. I'm so glad that he knows.
Amen. Yeah.
And I'm so glad that he knows. He knows what I'm going to go through before I venture into it. He already knows. But he told me that he would be right there. I know he's saying that to me because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So I tell my brother this morning, as you're going through, as you're being attacked, I don't have to tell you. I know that you already know. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You're never alone, brother. You're never alone. You don't have to worry because you're never alone. He's right by your side. Oh, the ways get rough. The road will get a little tough sometimes, but he'll never leave you.
That's right.
He'll never leave. He'll never leave. Oh, he'll never leave you alone. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is just reach up.
Nehemiah 8:6 and Ezra, bless the Lord.
Ooh.
The great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Let the church, let them say amen.
If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
everybody.
Let the church say, let the church say.